Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. We thank God for everything. I bless the Holy Ghost for the day of today. I bless my brother, my sister, you are here. I bless everyone who is connected right now by faith and to hear the word of God. I will present this message in French and in English. Please bear with me. I pray that the word of today will deliver everyone, including myself. Be encouraged by the word of God, my brother, my sister. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is love. My brother, my sister, I would like you to understand that we have an open way to everyone who wants to be prayed for during the live Sunday service. If you are far in Europe, in America, and you could not make it to come to South Africa, if you believe by faith that God can still heal you, deliver you, like what he does to many other brothers and sisters, you can just send your request. We program you for you to enter the studio while I am preaching right now here. There is a program. This program is happening on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. Whoever wants to be prayed for will request a link and to click on the link and to enter the studio. If the media team accepts you, you will be on the screen. By then, the church will pray for you. It is still the same thing. It is still the same thing like coming in the church. It depends on the level of your faith. Yes, we thank God. And then I would like also the protocol. Brother Danfet, I would like also the protocol to assist me for time because I don't see the time there very well because of the projector. So when it is 12, please check the studio. I need to follow the time. Always notify me for the time. Okay? Let us open the Bible. Isaiah 24. I want someone to help me read in French and in English. Luke chapter 12, verse 24. Let us get ready and to save time.
So we read in English. The Bible says, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are yet better than the flocks?
Let us read in French, please. Luke 12, verse 7-4.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. We thank God. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank you. You the God of Elijah. You the God of Elisha. The perfect husband. You made us to be your bride. And you take care of us every day. You understand our situations. And you provide every time because of your love. We thank you. We thank you for this message that will motivate our heart. We thank you for this message which is going to deliver someone. This word of God will fortify our heart and to be patient and to believe that you, the Father, you love us, and you will be there to provide our needs. Thank you, Lord. My brother, my sister, the title of my message is God's Grace to Reverence. God's Grace to Reverence. Someone is surprised. Someone is asking, what does it mean? The grace of God to reverence. We have read Luke chapter 12, verse 24. And the Bible is teaching us that God takes care of everyone. The love of God, it is higher, higher, higher and higher. It has no limit. God loves everyone, the good person, the bad person. He loves everyone because God is love. But only he hates evil. My brother, my sister, this message is for you. It is for me. Because we worry too much every day. My brother, my sister, we are responsible of joy. We are responsible of peace. We are responsible of comfort. Not God. Because God has given us everything in abundance. There are people sleeping outside under the bridge. You and I, by the grace of God, we are sleeping in a house. See what we do? We compare now our house to other people's houses. You become non-satisfied. There are people, they are walking, they don't have cars. You have one. You compare your car to another person's car. You become non-satisfied. You have a wife, a beautiful wife. You compare your wife to another wife, another man's wife. You become unsatisfied. Do you understand how we cause problems to ourselves? And we become non-satisfied in a daily basis. Peace is now wiped away. Please be connected, my brother, my sister. This message, it is for you, it is for me, it is for everyone here. What is a raven? The Bible is precising that God did not allow the children of Israel to eat ravens. Why? Why? Because the raven, they eat from the victim. They eat from the victim. Whatever is dead is rotted. That is what they like eating. Ravens. Ravens, they are scavengers. Scavengers. They eat from the dead. They eat from dead body. It means that a person who is suffering, raven, they are behind the person who is suffering. Prophetically speaking, raven represent here evil spirit. Raven represent evil spirit. A person who has the spirit of a raven is that person who rejoices of the pain of others. The spirit of raven. When you are suffering, people, they are around you. They are so happy. They rejoice. Why? Because they are like that. They applaud. They rejoice because you are suffering. The spirit of ravens. They are scavengers. The spirit of ravens, it is the spirit that they rejoice when they see evil, when they see bad things happening to people. when they see bad things happening to brothers and sisters, then the ravens, they are so happy. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. God did not allow the children of Israel to eat ravens, to eat pigs, and many other animals that were forbidden. When you check those animals, you're going to see that they eat what is evil. They eat what is dirty. They eat what is ugly. What does it mean prophetically? God does not want you and I to eat the vomit. He does not want you and I to eat the vomit. What is evil, we must abandon it. Don't run after evil. Don't desire evil. Don't even desire to know evil. Ignore it. That is the meaning. Today, we eat pig. We eat whatever we want to eat. Apostle Paul explained this in the Bible. But we need to understand the prophetic implication of the pig being forbidden or the raven being forbidden. God does not want you and I to be closer to what is evil. God does not want you and I to desire what is evil, what is dirty. Something that is dirty, stay away from it. Because ravens, they follow what is dirty. What is dirty? It is not what you see in your physical eyes. But what is dirty? It is what can corrupt your spiritual life. Let me say it again. What is dirty? It is not what you see in your physical eyes, but what can corrupt your spiritual life. That is what is dirty. Write down this prophetic citation. The Holy Ghost is speaking to the bride of Christ. You and I will follow physical things. What is dirty? It is not what is dirty in your physical eyes, but what can corrupt negatively your spiritual life. That thing, that is what is dirty. Don't eat it. Don't eat that thing. It is because if you eat it, you become a pig in the spirit. If you eat it, you become a raven in the spirit. Am I talking to someone here? This is very important. Now, let us see. I'm about to finish my message. Now you have understood the prophetic meaning of raven. Now, let us see. The behavior of raven in the time of Noah, the prophet Noah in Genesis chapter 8, when there was a flood, Noah sent the raven to test the land. He sent the raven to test the land. The raven, they went, they did not come back. You and I, we need to afford to behave like ravens. You meet a brother, the brother will help you. You go forever. You abandon. Noah saved the raven. He put the raven in the ark, in the boat. They were supposed to die. They were evil, but Noah put them in the boat. He put everyone, every animal. But now see, raven represents what is evil. According to the Bible, isn't it? But Noah put them in the boat. He put them in the ark. Now go and check the land. Raven said, no, I will not come back. Why? Because raven, they saw bodies. Dead bodies. Because after the flood, everyone who died, they were on the seaside. They were on the shore. They were on the seaside. Bodies everywhere. Raven, they said, this is for me. I will not go back to report. I need to eat what I see here. Dead bodies. My body, my food is here. There are people, there are ravens in the spirit. You help them to turn their back on you. Today, when I was coming, I saw a sister. I said to her, sister, I pray for you. The Lord delivered you through me. But what you did, I gave instruction. You run away. I say, why you people, you only seek God when you have problems? This morning, why you people, you only seek God when you have problems? When everything is okay, you run away from God. Even you abandon the man of God that God has used to deliver you. I said it and I went. I believe that sister in her heart is suffering, is crying. That is the spirit of ravens. Ravens, they are selfish. They want only to be on top, and they want to rejoice on what you are suffering from. Whatever is painful to you, it is his food. Whatever is painful to you, it is the food. What is making you cry? It is the food of the raven. What is making you suffer? It is the food of the raven. Be delivered from the spirit of a raven, my brother, my sister. Be delivered. Say, Father, Lord, deliver me from the spirit of ravens. The Bible is saying, rejoice with those who rejoice. Moon with those who moon. But you and I, what we do? If people are mourning, you start using the mourning position as a topic environment. You start checking. The person died, no? Yeah, that person was doing this. His behavior was like that, no? Yes, the people, they start talking about what was not said even before. The mourning period is become a mourning of being talkative. Spirit of raven. Spirit of raven, out! Let the Lord Jesus Christ deliver everyone who is following this spirit, this message. With the anger of the spirit, every spirit of raven around me will be exposed by the light of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Listen to me, my brother, my sister. This message is also for myself. I am presenting this message with the anger of the Holy Ghost. If you accept it, whatever is disturbing you will leave you by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's it is. God hates evil. God hates the spirit of ravens. But he loves you. He loves me. It is very important to understand this message. He loves you, he loves me. Don't run away from the church. No matter your behavior, no matter the level of your sin, don't run away from the church. Because many people, what they do, they prefer to enter a church where the pastor does not preach like that, like this. The pastor is there to preach prosperity, gossip, elevation, that's all. That person, that type of person who has the spirit of a raven, prefer to go in those type of churches because the evil inside them is covered, is protected. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Read it. 2 Timothy chapter 4 from 1 to 5. Read it. You will understand the prophecy of Apostle Paul. The time has come where people they desire what is suitable to the ear. What is suitable to the ear? So, this is very important to understand that our God is the God of love. Don't run away from the church. Don't run away from the man of God that is helping you to be delivered. That is helping you to be stronger in the spirit. That is helping you to grow in ages. How old are you spiritually? How old are you? God loves you. The grace of God to the ravens. The the grace of God to the ravens. The God that we are serving is the God of love. He used the ravens to go and feed Prophet Elijah. But remember, we said that the ravens, they are not good. Raven here represent a behavior which is not good. But God is using you. God is using me. With my weakness, He has used me. He has called me to do His job. And He has cleaned me for His purpose. Do you see what He does? So in your condition, God is saying, come closer to Him. Don't be far away from Him. Come closer to Him. He's gonna change you. He will use you. You will be His instrument. Don't say, no, me, I am a sinner. I have committed adultery. I have done this, I have done that. I don't deserve to go to the church. I don't deserve to be delivered. No. Don't say that. Just accept the calling. Be humble before the Lord. He's the one that is going to change you. The ravens are dirty. They eat what is dirty. Imagine a mad person who is at the corner, very dirty, dirty, smelling, comes and to give you food. You know this person is mad, is dirty, is smelling, and he comes to give you food. He gives you food. You are hungry for 3 days, for 4 days, for 6 days. You are not eating. And you see a mad person is coming with the food, nice food to give you. That is the message. And Elijah the prophet received the food from the ravens. And you can imagine this food maybe came from the dead bodies. But Elijah the prophet ate it. God can use everyone. Accept, my brother, my sister, to be used. Accept to be changed. Accept to be delivered. Accept to be the instrument of God. Don't allow sins to be a wall before you, between you and God. Don't allow sin to be a wall between you and God. Don't allow. God has the power to heal you. He has the power to deliver you. He has the power to bless you. Hallelujah. This is very important. God's grace to the raven. In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 24, I end here. God is saying, we should not worry. Why did Jesus was use the name or the example of raven? Why not use any other animal? Why only to use raven? He wanted to see, to show what you call emphasize, hyperbole, emphasize. He wanted just to emphasize that the raven who is ugly, the raven who is dirty, the raven who spiritually is not good, God is still taking care of him. How much more you, the child of God? Be motivated, my brother. I'm here to motivate you, to encourage someone. God is taking care of the ravens. They don't work. They don't sow. They don't reap. But they eat every day. For them to eat, someone must die. For them to eat, an animal must die. Do you see? And God is taking care of them. So the reason why Jesus will use the raven, it is to emphasize on the love of God, on the unlimited weight of the grace of God. The grace of God is too big that is taking care of everyone. That grace, you and I, we benefit of it. Such grace, it is for everyone. Like in the desert, we talk about the manna that wheel was falling from heaven. That manna was feeding good people and bad people. The grace of God. So don't worry, my brother. Don't worry, my sister. If today we don't have, be patient. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. If not, you will catch a fetish. If not, you will catch a fetish. Wait upon the Lord. God is feeding the ravens. And the ravens here represent bad. Normally, they don't deserve to be helped by God. But God is protecting them, is feeding them, is giving them life. It means that God is taking care of everyone. The breath of life comes from God. He gives it to everyone, to good people, to bad people, to the ravens, to the lamb, to the ravens, to the lamb, to the ravens, to the lamb. He gives it to everyone, the grace of God. Do you see? The love of God, and they say that the love of God, it is for good people and for bad people. God loves everyone. In conclusion, understand the love of God is for good people and bad people. God loves everyone. The grace of God, it is for everyone. It is for everyone, the grace of God. It is for everyone. Grace here means you're going to see something in your life. You did not do anything, but you are receiving it. You did not do anything, you don't deserve it, but you have received that thing. The raven, they did not do deliverance. They were not delivered by God, but God sent them to feed the prophet Elijah. They don't deserve, they did not deserve to be used by God. Why God did not send the lamb? Why God did not send a bird? I call it that bird. I forgot. Papa Jeremy, may you remind me that bird, la colombe, en anglais. I forgot. Why God did not send an animal that is used? Why God did not send the lamb? Why God did not send an animal that is accepted by God? It means that God we are serving, you and I, is the God of grace. Grace is coming to you, to me, without merit. Favor. The God we are serving is the God of favor. Favor here means you have done a job. You have done something. Maybe you are three in number. You have done something. But they have selected you. Not even others. They have selected you. That is favor. Favor means you have tried to do something and then God has favored it. But grace does not say that. Grace, you don't deserve. You did not do anything. You sleep in the night. You wake up in the morning. You have the breath of life. What did you do for you to have the breath of life? Nothing. It's grace. Begin to meditate in your heart. Begin to meditate in your heart. Meditate in your heart. Meditate the word of God. Meditate the word of God, my brother, my sister. Begin to see. Have you done the behavior of ravens? Have you acted as ravens? Have you acted as dogs? Begin to see. Father, forgive me. Forgive me, Jehovah. Forgive me, Jehovah. Forgive me, Jehovah. Forgive me, Jehovah. Because I have acted like dogs. I have acted like ravens. Forgive me, Jehovah. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Ask for forgiveness. My father, forgive us. Forgive my brother. Forgive my sister. We have behaved like ravens. We have behaved like dogs. We ate the vomit. Forgive. Forgive, Jehovah, forgive. Forgive. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray again, my father. Use me, Lord, as you used the raven. Change my life. Change my life. Change my behavior in order to be your servant. In order to be your servant in your vineyard. Use me, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Acclamons pour le Seigneur Jésus. Acclame très fort. Applaud for the Lord Jesus Christ. Applaud for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. My brother, my sister, forgive me if I have touched your, if I have hurt your heart or your feeling. Yes. It's not me, it's the word of God. Okay? We need such word of God, even myself, so that we change from day to day and from glory to glory. Please understand this, that is the word of God, the sword of the spirit, double-edged knife. Okay, so accept it, my brother, my sister, and the Lord Jesus Christ will be happy of you. I would like to give some biblical verses that you need to write down so that you will meditate on this message, and then meditate on this message so that you will deeply understand it and share it to others. You can write down, I was on the following biblical verses, Luke chapter 12, from 24 to 34. Psalm chapter 147, verse 9. Psalm chapter 147, verse 9. 1 Kings chapter 17, from 4 to 6. Genesis chapter 8, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 15. These are the biblical verses. Meditate them. You love the word of God. Masters, the announcement is that the first Friday and the last Friday of the month, we have a night of prayers. During that time, we will be praying for people. If you are sick, during that time, you will be on the screen, then you're going to pray for you. If you have any problem, just present your problem. Be on the screen, then we're going to pray for you. Okay? The first Friday and the last Friday. And then now, every Sunday, we understand that it is important also to pray for our brothers and sisters that follow this service live. That is why every Sunday, if you want to be prayed for, even though you are in America, in Europe, in India, in Ghana, Kenya, contact the man of God before in order to send you the link. Okay? Or during the service, can you say, please send me the link. The media team will send the link to you so that you're going to enter the studio. I will see you face to face on the screen. Then I will pray for you. Distance is not a barrier. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we have a service called Dream Interpretation and Deliverance Prayers from 9 p.m. South Africa time. Every Wednesday from 9 p.m. we have a teaching. And a Sunday Our Sunday live service is connected live from 11, but the service starts from 10 a.m. Be blessed, my brother, my sister. Let me say.
The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you. Come for the living Word of God. Learn with us. Favor, grace, and prosperity. We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Please, come now and enjoy the Word.
Let God change your mind in the way to understand the concept of prosperity and your attitude toward divine favor and grace. Get ready now.
We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Follow our sermons that open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of slavery. Healing Serums.
Hello, you are following Healing Sermons with Pastor Daniel and Trinity of the Most High God. Stay connected.
You may be asking questions every day. What is favor? What is grace? What is prosperity?
People follow on YouTube, Waxen, Podbean app, Healing Sermons, Facebook, The Perfect Healer.
Healing Sermons are preached by Pastor Evangelist Daniel in South Africa, a deliverance minister with prophetic messages that change people's lives. Our sermons open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of people. Do you need to hear the living Word of God? Visit the Church Trinity of the Most High God. Your life will never be the same again.
The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you now.